13th parak of the Avamis Mishnah Vav. We are talking about halachas of Miyam, this woman that was married by her mother or brother, and she's a ketana, and she has the right to just go back to her family, and by doing so nullify the marriage. Hamagodesh is the isha v'chzirim uteres liyavim. The person divorces a woman, and he remarries her. Still, she's eligible for yibum. We don't say that from the first marriage, she was a grusha, and she's an eshes ish that was his gasha, which is not royally yibum, because we say that lemaisa now, at the time he died, she was once again an eshes ach that is royally yibum. Rabbi Lezer says no, since there was two marriages, and the first marriage was a marriage that was not royally yibum, she's also because of the first marriage. The same thing, a person divorces a yisayim, means a katana, a woman that is shy for to do a miyun, but instead of doing a miyun, he made the gerushin, and that we saw till now, even though it's a kedushin to Rabbanan, it has a status of, if he divorces, she has a status of a grusha. Even so, muteres liyavim, the yavim can be miyavim her, just not worse than a grusha that he remarried again. Also good, is eligible for yavim. Rebbe Leizer, she tells the holes that even over here, that's only is a drabonim. Even so, according to Rebbe Leizer, she is also the yavim. Is the drabonim. Ketanish yisiyah viyavim is galsha. If a ketana was married off by her father and she got divorced, in such a case she is a grusha midoraisa, because if the father marries her off, she's married to raisa, and if she gets divorced, she's divorced to raisa. The problem is that after the suah, the father loses his chus to marry her again. So mamela she's kiyseima v'chayav. She has a status of yiseima even when her father is still alive, because her father can't marry anymore. Yichzira divrakol ois asur liyavim. If now afterwards the husband remarries her, then avada she's also the yavim. Why? Because the first marriage was a marriage deraisa, and she's a grusha from the first marriage. The second marriage was only marriage derabona, and therefore, since midraisa she's an eishes ach that is not eligible for yibum, it doesn't help that she's a midrabona eligible for yibum. She has issa deraisa that prevents her from yibum.